Public Speaking, Principles of Effective Presentations. By Stephen A. Beebe, Susan J. Beebe. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Public Speaking, Principles of Effective Presentations by Stephen A. Beebe and Susan J. Beebe is a comprehensive guide to public speaking. It provides readers with the knowledge and skills necessary to become an effective public speaker. The book covers topics such as understanding the audience, developing a speech, organizing a speech, delivering a speech, and using visual aids. It also includes tips on how to handle difficult situations, such as dealing with hecklers and handling questions from the audience. The book begins by discussing the importance of understanding the audience. It explains how to identify the audience's needs and interests, and how to tailor the speech to meet those needs. It also covers how to use language that is appropriate for the audience, and how to use humor effectively. The book then moves on to discuss the development of a speech. It covers how to choose a topic, how to research the topic, and how to create an outline. It also explains how to use evidence to support the main points of the speech, and how to use transitions to move from one point to the next. The book then covers the organization of a speech. It explains how to structure the speech, how to use signposts to guide the audience, and how to use repetition to emphasize key points. It also covers how to use rhetorical devices, such as metaphors and analogies, to make the speech more interesting. The book then moves on to discuss the delivery of a speech. It covers how to use vocal variety, how to use gestures and body language, and how to use eye contact. It also explains how to use pauses and how to use humor. The book then covers the use of visual aids. It explains how to choose the right visual aids, how to use them effectively, and how to use them to enhance the speech. It also covers how to use technology, such as PowerPoint, to create effective visuals. The book then covers how to handle difficult situations. It explains how to deal with hecklers, how to handle questions from the audience, and how to handle difficult topics. It also covers how to handle criticism and how to handle difficult questions. The book concludes by discussing the importance of practice and preparation. It explains how to practice effectively, how to use feedback to improve, and how to prepare for a speech. It also covers how to use technology to practice and how to use technology to prepare for a speech. Public Speaking, Principles of Effective Presentations by Stephen A. Beebe and Susan J. Beebe is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become an effective public speaker. It provides readers with the knowledge and skills necessary to become an effective public speaker. It covers topics such as understanding the audience, developing a speech, organizing a speech, delivering a speech, and using visual aids. It also includes tips on how to handle difficult situations, such as dealing with hecklers and handling questions from the audience. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Know your audience. It is important to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to create an effective presentation. Knowing the audience will help you tailor your message and delivery to ensure that your presentation is successful. Main idea number two. Prepare thoroughly. Preparation is key to a successful presentation. Take the time to research your topic, create an outline, and practice your delivery. This will help you feel more confident and organized when presenting. Main idea number three. Use visual aids. Visual aids can help to engage your audience and make your presentation more memorable. Use visuals such as slides, videos, and diagrams to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number four. Establish credibility. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential to gaining their trust and respect. Use personal stories, facts, and statistics to demonstrate your knowledge and expertise. Main idea number 5. Use appropriate language. Choose language that is appropriate for your audience. Avoid jargon and technical terms that may be unfamiliar to them. Main idea number 6. Use effective delivery. Delivery is an important part of a successful presentation. Speak clearly and confidently, and use gestures and facial expressions to emphasize your points. Main idea number 7. Manage anxiety. Anxiety is a normal part of public speaking. Learn to manage your anxiety by practicing relaxation techniques and focusing on your audience. Main idea number 8. Engage your audience. Engage your audience by asking questions, using humor, and encouraging participation. This will help to keep them interested and involved in your presentation. Main idea number 9. Use transitions. Transitions are important for keeping your presentation organized and flowing smoothly. Use transitions to move from one point to the next and to keep your audience on track. Main idea number 10. Use repetition. Repetition is a powerful tool for reinforcing your main points. Repeat key words and phrases throughout your presentation to ensure that your audience remembers them. Main idea number 11. Use stories. Stories are a great way to engage your audience and illustrate your points. Use stories to make your presentation more interesting and memorable. Main idea number 12. Use humor. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your presentation more enjoyable. Use appropriate humor to lighten the mood and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 13. Use visual imagery. Visual imagery can help to make your presentation more vivid and memorable. Use vivid descriptions and metaphors to help your audience visualize your points. Main idea number 14. Use technology. Technology can be a great tool for making your presentation more engaging and interactive. Use technology such as slides, videos, and audio clips to enhance your presentation. Main idea number 15. Use nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication is an important part of public speaking. Use gestures, facial expressions, and body language to emphasize your points and engage your audience. Main idea number 16. Use eye contact. Eye contact is essential for connecting with your audience. Make eye contact with individuals throughout your presentation to show that you are engaged and interested in them. Main idea number 17. Use vocal variety. Vocal variety is important for keeping your audience engaged. Vary your volume, pitch, and pace to emphasize your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 18. Use silence. Silence can be a powerful tool for emphasizing your points and engaging your audience. Use pauses and silence to emphasize key points and give your audience time to process your message. Main idea number 19. Use questions. Asking questions is a great way to engage your audience and get them involved in your presentation. Ask questions throughout your presentation to keep your audience interested and involved. Main idea number 20. Evaluate your performance. Evaluating your performance is an important part of improving your public speaking skills. After your presentation, take the time to reflect on what went well and what could be improved. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Know your audience is an important concept when it comes to creating an effective presentation. It is essential to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to ensure that your message is delivered in the most effective way. Knowing the audience will help you tailor your presentation to meet their expectations and ensure that your presentation is successful. When preparing for a presentation, it is important to consider the age, gender, educational level, and cultural background of the audience. This will help you determine the best way to communicate your message. For example, if you are presenting to a younger audience, you may want to use more visual aids and interactive activities to keep their attention. If you are presenting to an older audience, you may want to focus more on facts and figures. Additionally, it is important to consider the interests of the audience. If you are presenting to a group of business professionals, you may want to focus on the practical applications of your topic. If you are presenting to a group of students, you may want to focus more on the theoretical aspects of your topic. By taking the time to understand the needs and interests of your audience, you can create an effective presentation that will be well received. Knowing your audience will help you tailor your message and delivery to ensure that your presentation is successful. Main idea number 2. Preparing thoroughly for a presentation is essential for success. Taking the time to research the topic, create an outline, and practice the delivery will help the presenter feel more confident and organized. Researching the topic will help the presenter gain a better understanding of the material and provide them with the necessary information to create an effective presentation. An outline will help the presenter organize their thoughts and create a logical flow for the presentation. Practicing the delivery will help the presenter become more comfortable with the material and help them to better engage with the audience. By taking the time to prepare thoroughly, the presenter will be able to deliver an effective and engaging presentation. Main idea number 3. Visual aids can be a powerful tool for making your presentation more engaging and memorable. They can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Slides, videos, and diagrams are all great visual aids to use in your presentation. Slides can be used to display text, images, and charts to help explain your points. Videos can be used to show a demonstration or to provide a visual representation of your topic. Diagrams can be used to show relationships between different concepts or to provide a visual representation of a process. Using visual aids can help to make your presentation more interesting and engaging. They can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience focused. Visual aids can also help to make your presentation more memorable, as they provide a visual representation of your topic that your audience can remember. When using visual aids, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to your topic and that they are easy to understand. Make sure that your visuals are clear and concise, and that they are not too distracting. Additionally, make sure that your visuals are properly sized for the audience and that they are easy to read. Main idea number 4. Establishing credibility with your audience is essential to gaining their trust and respect. To do this, you must demonstrate your knowledge and expertise on the topic you are discussing. One way to do this is to use personal stories, facts, and statistics to back up your points. For example, if you are discussing the importance of exercise, you could share a personal story about how exercise has improved your life. You could also provide facts and statistics about the health benefits of exercise. By providing evidence to support your points, you will be able to establish credibility with your audience and gain their trust and respect. Another way to establish credibility is to cite sources. If you are discussing a topic that is based on research, make sure to cite the sources you are using. This will show your audience that you have done your research and that you are knowledgeable about the topic. Additionally, citing sources will help to build trust with your audience, as they will know that the information you are providing is reliable. Finally, make sure to be confident in your delivery. Speak clearly and confidently, and make sure to maintain eye contact with your audience. This will help to show your audience that you are knowledgeable and passionate about the topic, and it will help to establish credibility. Main idea number 5. When delivering a presentation, it is important to use language that is appropriate for your audience. This means avoiding jargon and technical terms that may be unfamiliar to them. Instead, use language that is clear and concise, and that is tailored to the level of understanding of the audience. For example, if you are speaking to a group of experts in a particular field, you can use more technical language than if you were speaking to a general audience. Additionally, it is important to use language that is respectful and appropriate for the occasion. This means avoiding slang, profanity, and other language that may be offensive or inappropriate. Main idea number 6. Delivery is an essential component of a successful presentation. It is important to speak clearly and confidently, and to use gestures and facial expressions to emphasize your points. Doing so will help to ensure that your audience understands and remembers the information you are presenting. Additionally, it is important to maintain eye contact with your audience, as this will help to keep them engaged and interested in what you are saying. Finally, it is important to practice your delivery beforehand, as this will help you to feel more confident and comfortable when presenting. When delivering your presentation, it is important to remember to use your voice effectively. Speak at a moderate pace and volume, and use pauses to emphasize important points. Additionally, vary your pitch and tone to keep your audience engaged. Finally, use vocal variety to add interest to your presentation and to keep your audience's attention. Using effective delivery techniques will help to ensure that your presentation is successful. Speak clearly and confidently, and use gestures and facial expressions to emphasize your points. Additionally, maintain eye contact with your audience, and practice your delivery beforehand. Finally, use your voice effectively by speaking at a moderate pace and volume, varying your pitch and tone, and using vocal variety. By following these tips, you can ensure that your presentation is engaging and effective. Main idea number 7. Anxiety is a normal part of public speaking. It is important to learn how to manage your anxiety in order to give an effective presentation. One way to do this is to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and visualization. These techniques can help you to reduce your anxiety and focus on your presentation. Another way to manage your anxiety is to focus on your audience. Remind yourself that your audience is there to listen to you and learn from you. Think of your audience as friends and try to connect with them. This will help you to feel more comfortable and confident in your presentation. By practicing relaxation techniques and focusing on your audience, you can learn to manage your anxiety and give an effective presentation. Main idea number 8. Engaging your audience is an important part of any successful presentation. Asking questions, using humor, and encouraging participation are all effective ways to keep your audience interested and involved. Questions can help to draw out the audience's opinions and ideas, while humor can help to lighten the mood and keep people engaged. Encouraging participation can also help to keep the audience involved, as it gives them a chance to contribute to the discussion. By using these techniques, you can ensure that your audience is engaged and interested in your presentation. When asking questions, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to the topic and that they are phrased in a way that encourages participation. Humor should be used sparingly and should be appropriate for the audience. Encouraging participation can be done by asking for volunteers to answer questions or by asking the audience to provide feedback on a particular topic. By using these techniques, you can ensure that your audience is engaged and interested in your presentation. Engaging your audience is an essential part of any successful presentation. By asking questions, using humor, and encouraging participation, you can ensure that your audience is engaged and interested in your presentation. This will help to make your presentation more effective and memorable for your audience. Main idea number 9. Transitions are essential for creating a successful presentation. They help to keep the audience focused and engaged, and they provide a logical flow from one point to the next. Transitions can be as simple as a few words or phrases, or they can be more elaborate, such as a story or analogy. Regardless of the type of transition used, they should be used consistently throughout the presentation to ensure that the audience understands the connection between the points being made. Transitions can also be used to emphasize key points or to introduce a new idea. For example, if you are discussing a particular concept, you can use a transition to draw attention to it and emphasize its importance. Additionally, transitions can be used to introduce a new topic or to provide a summary of the points that have been discussed. Using transitions effectively can help to make your presentation more engaging and memorable. By taking the time to plan out your transitions, you can ensure that your presentation is organized and flows smoothly. Main idea number 10. Repetition is a powerful tool for reinforcing your main points. It can help your audience remember the key words and phrases that you want them to take away from your presentation. By repeating these words and phrases throughout your presentation, you can ensure that your audience will remember them. Repetition can also help to emphasize the importance of your main points. By repeating them multiple times, you can make sure that your audience understands the significance of what you are saying. Finally, repetition can help to create a sense of rhythm and flow in your presentation. By repeating key words and phrases, you can create a sense of continuity and structure that will help your audience to follow your presentation more easily. In conclusion, repetition is an important tool for reinforcing your main points and ensuring that your audience remembers them. By repeating key words and phrases throughout your presentation, you can emphasize the importance of your main points and create a sense of rhythm and flow. Main idea number 11. Stories are a powerful tool for engaging your audience and illustrating your points. They can help to make your presentation more interesting and memorable. Stories can be used to introduce a topic, provide examples, and explain complex concepts. They can also be used to emphasize a point or to provide a humorous break in the presentation. When using stories, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to the topic and that they are appropriate for the audience. It is also important to make sure that the story is concise and that it is told in an interesting way. You can use props, gestures, and facial expressions to help bring the story to life. Using stories in your presentation can help to make it more engaging and memorable. They can help to illustrate your points and make them easier to understand. Stories can also help to break up the presentation and provide a humorous break. Main idea number 12. Humor can be a great way to engage your audience and make your presentation more enjoyable. It can help to break the ice and make your audience more receptive to your message. Humor can also help to keep your audience engaged and make your presentation more memorable. When using humor, it is important to make sure it is appropriate for the audience and the topic. Avoid jokes that could be offensive or inappropriate. Instead, use humor that is relevant to the topic and that will make your audience laugh. Humor can also be used to emphasize a point or to make a difficult concept easier to understand. For example, if you are discussing a complex topic, you can use a humorous analogy to help your audience understand it better. Using humor in your presentation can be a great way to make it more enjoyable and engaging. Just make sure to use appropriate humor that is relevant to the topic and that will make your audience laugh. Main idea number 13. Visual imagery can be a powerful tool for making your presentation more engaging and memorable. By using vivid descriptions and metaphors, you can help your audience to visualize your points and better understand the concepts you are presenting. For example, if you are discussing the importance of teamwork, you could use the metaphor of a well-oiled machine to illustrate how each team member contributes to the success of the whole. Or, if you are discussing the importance of communication, you could use the metaphor of a bridge to illustrate how communication helps to connect people and ideas. Using visual imagery can also help to make your presentation more interesting and entertaining. You can use vivid descriptions and metaphors to create a mental image that will stay with your audience long after your presentation is over. For example, if you are discussing the importance of goal setting, you could use the metaphor of a mountain to illustrate how setting goals can help you to reach the top. Or, if you are discussing the importance of collaboration, you could use the metaphor of a jigsaw puzzle to illustrate how each person's contribution is necessary for the success of the whole. By using visual imagery in your presentation, you can help your audience to better understand and remember your points. With the right descriptions and metaphors, you can create a vivid mental image that will stay with your audience long after your presentation is over. Main idea number 14. Technology can be a great tool for making your presentation more engaging and interactive. By incorporating slides, videos, and audio clips into your presentation, you can create a more dynamic and interesting experience for your audience. Slides can be used to provide visual aids to help explain your points, while videos and audio clips can be used to illustrate your points in a more engaging way. Additionally, you can use technology to create polls and surveys to get feedback from your audience and to make your presentation more interactive. Using technology in your presentation can also help you to keep your audience engaged and interested. By incorporating multimedia elements, you can keep your audience's attention and make your presentation more memorable. Additionally, technology can help you to organize and structure your presentation in a way that is easy to follow and understand. Overall, technology can be a great tool for making your presentation more engaging and interactive. By incorporating slides, videos, and audio clips into your presentation, you can create a more dynamic and interesting experience for your audience. Additionally, technology can help you to keep your audience engaged and interested, and to organize and structure your presentation in a way that is easy to follow and understand. Main idea number 15. Nonverbal communication is an important part of public speaking. It can be used to emphasize points, engage the audience, and create a more dynamic presentation. Gestures, facial expressions, and body language can all be used to convey meaning and emotion. For example, a speaker can use a gesture to emphasize a point, or a facial expression to show excitement or enthusiasm. Additionally, body language can be used to create a sense of connection with the audience. By using nonverbal communication, a speaker can create a more engaging and memorable presentation. When using nonverbal communication, it is important to be aware of the audience's reactions. If the audience is not responding positively to a gesture or facial expression, it is best to adjust accordingly. Additionally, it is important to be aware of cultural differences when using nonverbal communication. Different cultures may interpret gestures and facial expressions differently, so it is important to be aware of these differences when presenting to an international audience. Nonverbal communication is an important part of public speaking. By using gestures, facial expressions, and body language, a speaker can create a more engaging and memorable presentation. It is important to be aware of the audience's reactions and cultural differences when using nonverbal communication in order to ensure that the message is being conveyed effectively. Main idea number 16. Eye contact is an important tool for connecting with your audience. It helps to create a sense of trust and understanding between you and your listeners. When you make eye contact with individuals throughout your presentation, it shows that you are engaged and interested in them. It also helps to keep your audience focused and attentive. When making eye contact, it is important to be mindful of the amount of time you spend looking at each person. Too much eye contact can be intimidating, while too little can make it seem like you are not paying attention. Aim to make eye contact with each person for a few seconds at a time. This will help to create a sense of connection and engagement with your audience. Making eye contact is also a great way to show your enthusiasm and confidence in your presentation. When you look at your audience with a smile and a sparkle in your eye, it conveys that you are passionate about your topic and that you believe in what you are saying. This can help to draw your audience in and make them more receptive to your message. Main idea number 17. Vocal variety is an essential tool for any public speaker. By varying your volume, pitch, and pace, you can emphasize your points and keep your audience engaged. For example, if you want to emphasize a particular point, you can raise your volume and slow down your pace. Or, if you want to draw attention to a particular idea, you can lower your volume and speed up your pace. Additionally, you can use different pitches to emphasize different points. By using vocal variety, you can make sure that your audience is paying attention and understanding your message. It is also important to remember to use vocal variety in a natural way. If you are too abrupt or too dramatic with your vocal variety, it can be distracting and take away from your message. Instead, use vocal variety to emphasize your points in a subtle and effective way. This will help you to keep your audience engaged and ensure that your message is being heard. Main idea number 18. Silence can be a powerful tool for emphasizing your points and engaging your audience. Pauses and silence can be used to emphasize key points and give your audience time to process your message. When used strategically, silence can help to draw attention to the most important parts of your presentation. It can also help to create a sense of anticipation and suspense, which can help to keep your audience engaged. Additionally, silence can be used to create a sense of calm and reflection, which can help to create a more meaningful connection between you and your audience. When using silence in your presentation, it is important to be mindful of the length of the pause. Too long of a pause can make your audience feel uncomfortable, while too short of a pause can make your message seem rushed. It is important to find the right balance between the two. Additionally, it is important to be aware of your body language and facial expressions when using silence. Your body language and facial expressions can help to convey your message and create a more meaningful connection with your audience. Using silence in your presentation can be a powerful tool for emphasizing your points and engaging your audience. When used strategically, it can help to draw attention to the most important parts of your presentation and create a more meaningful connection between you and your audience. Main idea number 19. Asking questions is a great way to engage your audience and get them involved in your presentation. Questions can be used to check for understanding, to stimulate discussion, and to encourage critical thinking. Asking questions can also help to break up the presentation and keep your audience's attention. When asking questions, make sure they are relevant to the topic and that they are open-ended. This will encourage your audience to think more deeply about the topic and to provide more detailed answers. Additionally, make sure to give your audience enough time to think about the question and to provide an answer. Finally, be sure to listen to your audience's answers and respond to them. This will show your audience that you value their input and that you are interested in their opinions. Asking questions is a great way to make your presentation interactive and engaging. Main idea number 20. Evaluating your performance is an essential part of becoming a better public speaker. After you have finished your presentation, take the time to reflect on what went well and what could be improved. Consider the audience's reaction to your presentation, the clarity of your message, and the effectiveness of your delivery. Ask yourself questions such as, did I maintain eye contact with the audience? Did I use appropriate gestures? Did I speak clearly and at a good pace? Did I use appropriate visuals? Did I answer questions effectively? By taking the time to evaluate your performance, you can identify areas for improvement and make adjustments for future presentations. You can also use the feedback from your audience to help you refine your presentation. Taking the time to evaluate your performance will help you become a more confident and effective public speaker. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.